You wrote the words to that song.
Good afternoon, Avery.
Hi, Pierce. I missed you.
I missed you too, even though I saw you last night.
What the?
Oh, you didn't see me, but I saw you? Yep. Oh, that's awkward.
Hello, audience. We missed you too.
All nine of you. I think that's the number.
God.
No. there are no numbers right now. All zero of you.
Ah, well.
I'm just kidding. We know there are people in cars. You just don't know who we are.
That's true.
We're the Borkmasters.
That's what
I'm. Look at that transition. That's You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts.
WEEI Sports Radio.
Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. close. It's pretty much the same thing. So
yeah,
you know. And we have a public service announcement.
Yep, coming at you right
for
now.
You.
Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you are a part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests, and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000 as well as up to a year in jail.
Wow.
This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention.
It's a lot.
Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/scap.
I didn't know those rules about hosting parties. That's actually quite informative. Like, who would have thought to provide snacks?
I don't think there are rules.
Guidelines. Sounds like they gave us rules.
Guidelines.
The nuances behind these parties, it's just, I don't even want to host a party anymore.
That's true.
I wasn't going to host a party.
Yeah.
Because I followed the PSA.
Good boy.
So, yeah, we're going to play some tunes.
Mm-hmm.
A whole variety.
Yep.
Including the Carter. The first Carter.
The Carter.
The, with an A. As well as, you added some tracks. You added more tracks.
Yep.
Woo! All right, let's get started. I'm going to start with your, I'm happy you chose this song by Beach House. I'm a big Beach House fan, and this is a very cool one. It's called Myth, and it's very dream poppy and good, so hope you enjoy.
Nice.
Nice. We have Sam Weaver with us now as well. It's a party.
What's up?
How's it going?
Good. Doing well.
You have a bump on your head. Are you okay?
Yeah, I got turf burn on my face.
Oh, okay. That's better than like getting like hit in the head during rugby. I thought it was just like you bashed heads with somebody.
No.
Cool.
Kind of looks like leprosy.
I wish it was leprosy.
That's fair.
Oh, man.
That'd be pretty hardcore.
Well, that was Myth by Beach House. Again, I didn't know you liked Beach House. Look what this radio show is doing for us. Like, I'm learning all about you. All the songs you like that I didn't know you liked, that I like.
Yep.
Because we just don't talk, so.
I'm learning nothing because I know all this garbage, hipster, yuppie nonsense that you play.
You're the one putting it on, so, I mean, not my fault. Also, did you listen to Beach House's new album?
A little bit.
It's even more hipstery, whatever you just said, garb. It's really good. Well, the whole thing is very fun to listen to.
Wow, hipster alternative, nice.
All right, well, to make things much more hipster and alternative, I'm going to play a really good Radiohead song.
Yo.
What song?
Weird Fishes, you ever hear it?
What album?
In Rainbows. The song's crazy.
We'll see about that.
It's really crazy.
It's really crazy.
It's well constructed. Tommy York's a genius. look at that. Weird fishes slash arpeggi. Because, like, the song is full of arpeggios. That's the, I guess that's probably why.
That's so musically tight.
Only true Radiohead fans would understand because it requires, like, a certain intelligence. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? Rick and Morty and
like
Radiohead.
Like Richard and Mortimer?
Yeah, they just, like, go hand in hand. Are there any other things? I think that's it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything else.
Fortnite.
It takes a certain intelligence to understand. That's why I can't stand watching you play Fortnite.
That's true.
Because I don't hold that intelligence.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Oh, brother. All right.
This next song that we got coming up, a little change in the vibe, I would say.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
How old is it? Is this 2000?
No, 2004.
Like... Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait.
It's time-wise, it's kind of a little bit of a deep cut.
I thought it was
famous,
like,
when it came out, but
well, anyway,
this is off a very influential album, The Carter by Lil Wayne.
Okay, I'm finally perfect, you know. Y'all already know what it is, and if you don't, then the great Manny Fresh will enlighten you.
Ladies and gentlemen, pimps and players,
come on.
Rappers and true rhyme sayers,
come on.
This is the call.
Oh, yes, it is.
So hold on to your teenage daughter.
That's what you better
do. This is the call.
That's what it is.
A lot more rich and a whole lot smarter.
So
ring in your brain, young Carter.
Rim low, all I can see is the flow. Come on.
Ring in the brain, young Carter.
Well, I got it. Don't worry, I got it. Hey, who am I? Young whistle, fuck chisel, flow sicker than a third floor in hospitals. My charm starburst, my watch skittles. I'm hot sizzle with a hot missile. Holla at a player, I'm sorta like BD. Y'all can't stop my dribble, no block the layup. Soft top the coupe, mommy papa too. Don't chase the feeling, baby girl, let it come to you. Remove the ceiling on a girl, now she comfortable. I'm a world class G, mommy with dude. I got lazy boy bank that's comfort loop. I'm an office coordinator, run this shoe. You watch your crib, what you oughta do. For your ribs, get barbecue. And my ribs is showing, I say I'm starving, dude. This is the Carter, dude. What up, real? Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, pimps and players.
Come on.
Rappers and true rhyme sayers.
Come on.
This is the Carter.
Yeah.
So hold on to your teenage daughter.
Yeah.
Because this is the Carter.
Yeah.
A lot more rich and a whole lot smarter.
Come on.
Rain in your brain, young Carter.
I mean, I'm flyer than the month. Pelican right now.
Rain in the brain, young Carter.
I'm the Birdman Junior. I be high in the sky, on you and your. I be flyer than your guy, you need to lose the. Now if you follow everything, just grab a wing and we go shh. All the way down to the mall and bet I buy it all. Young mall, picture the. All the way down to the. Then she wipe it off. If getting money is wrong, I ain't right at all. I young money a car, I just write it off. I'm the boss of my own. I'm my own clique, I would say. Yeah, but go and get your own. Get your game up, boy, hustle harder. This. Get your game up, boy, hustle harder. This is the Carter, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, pimps and players.
Come on.
Rappers and true rhyme sayers.
Come on.
This is the Carter.
Yes, it is.
So hold on to your teenage daughter.
That's what you better
because
do.
This is the Carter.
That's what it is.
A lot more rich and a whole lot smarter.
So
ring in your brain, young Carter.
Colder than a motherfucking North Pole.
Ring in the brain, young Carter.
And I'm slicker than the. I told you last night. And y'all better blame baby. He the motherfucker that made me and I'm crazy. And y'all ask why I never left the Navy. Cause he the motherfucker that paid me. Is you crazy? Young whistle baby. Give you your issue. Nina wanna kiss you. No, me don't want no wood. So stop all the blocking cause I'm good rich. And I floss every day because I could. So holla at your boy cause I'm still on some hood. Like, what's really good with your mama, your little boy, and your sister looking good? I'm still Apple Legal Weed, so 17 Holly Grove, never ever leave you. I got y'all waiting on my sequel. This is the Carter, people.
Ladies and gentlemen, pimps and players.
Come on.
And rappers and true rhyme sayers.
Come on.
This is the Carter.
Yes, it is.
So hold on to your teenage daughter.
That's what you better
because
know.
This is the Carter.
That's what it is.
A lot more rich and a whole lot smarter.
So
ring in your brain, young Carter.
About to
the way to the ground, mom.
Brain in the brain, young Carter.
I can't see, but the ship's on my feet. K300
Ladies and gentlemen, pimps and players.
That's pride.
Rappers and true rhyme sayers.
Come on.
This is the Carter.
Deal.
So hold on to your teenage daughter.
Deal.
Because this is the Carter.
Don't get it twisted.
A lot more rich and a whole lot smarter.
Say what?
Wayne in your brain, young Carter.
My diamonds got diamonds. I ain't boy. What's good?
Brain in the brain, young Carter.
Squad up. You're murking them. I'm any fresh, you murking them. I'm any fresh, you murdering them. Yeah, yeah, I'm any fresh, you murking them. Yeah, yeah, this.
Like, he was in a rap group with like 2 Chainz or something.
When he was younger?
Have you heard of the Hot Boys?
No.
Okay, they're like maybe it's not 2 Chainz, I can't remember. But when he was 14, he was part of like a legit rap.
Where is Lil Wayne from?
He's from
Louisiana, yeah. New Orleans.
Yeah, the booth.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 Chainz is from there too.
No, he's from.
Atlanta, right? Yeah. But
yeah, wait. And didn't he go to college in like Alabama? And he's a basketball star.
I don't know. You know who else?
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not. It wasn't 2 Chainz. It's Juvenile.
You know.
No. All right.
Who else is from New Orleans?
Suicide Boys.
Oh my god.
your favorite.
You will never be playing Suicide Boys on this.
I don't think you could ever find a clean cut.
That's good to hear.
Well, anyway, Avery, that hook was atrocious on that
Ladies
song.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And they said it like 100 times. But yeah. Pretty good deep cut right there. I'm gonna play a deep cut. I'm not helping my cause by saying that I don't listen to like indie music, but I'm gonna play a deep cut by Tame Impala.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. Right, off Lonerism.
Do
some,
it.
Got some psych pop. Mind Mischief, Tame Impala. Great cut.
Wow, bro. That was trippy.
Yes. Psychedelic.
Yeah. Quite. So, I noticed you added a bunch of songs at the end, so I'm going to play one of those if you're okay with that. Do you have any preference which one I choose right now?
No.
Arcade Fire?
Oh. I'll play the Arcade Fire song,
then.
I
love that song.
Cool. Modern Man. Suburbs. It's a cool concept album about suburbia. Who would have thought you can make suburbia interesting? There you go.
I like that album because it sounds nice.
Makes me feel like
I like that song because it sounds good too, Avery.
Pierce, would you consider me a modern man?
Get closer to the mic.
Pierce, would you consider me a modern man?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks.
You're also like a throwback.
A classic man.
Is that Remy's shirt?
What? No, Remy wore this shirt.
Oh.
It's mine.
When he was pretending to be a zoo.
Yeah.
Wow. It was a Halloween thing, and he wore that shirt and said he was a zoo.
It has animals on it. Okay. It's because he didn't have a costume, and he was like, "I'm not going out. I don't have a costume. It's too much work."
And
verbatim.
That's yeah.
His voice might have been
and tone. Tone
his voice
too.
Might have been a little lower.
I was gonna say a little higher.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the tears kind of made it hard to really. Anyway, what are we listening to next, Pierce?
I'm gonna play a song by Gus Dapperton because he has a funny haircut.
Oh, bro.
It's called "I'm Just Snacking." So he has like a tennis ball haircut, but good song. His hair is always changing colors, and the shape of the tennis ball is sometimes big, all sometimes right, small. Enough. So, speaking of weird haircuts, do you want me to play like Grimes song?
Sure.
Okay.
It's a good song.
Is it going to be scary? I feel like a lot of our stuff is scary.
It's less scary.
Okay.
A little scary.
Kill versus Maim. Oh. I thought it was like a name at first. I forgot the word MAME existed.
Oh,
good one, Avery. Do you ever go running to that song?
Absolutely not.
Because I was going to say, probably feels like you're running, like in a haunted... Oh, I was going to say, it feels like you're like in a running in like a haunted video game, but you don't go running? I feel like you go on runs.
Nope.
I don't take runs.
That's you.
Word.
That was tight.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. We got time for like 2 or 3 more songs.
All right. Which one of yours do you want to cut?
I'm going to cut a bunch of mine. And you're going to cut a bunch of yours. Because we put way too many on here. All right, I'm going to play... Do you know Unknown Mortal Orchestra?
No, bro.
What?
Come on.
No. What do you think I am, weird? Well, guess what? The song is weird, but it's not as weird as your song that you just played.
I like that song.
Song would have been on, like, Run Lola Run.
That was a good song. Sounded good.
Yeah.
All right,
I mean, I like it.
Just play the Mortal Kombat, whatever.
It's called Honeybee. It's a funky
okay,
song.
Fine.
Thank you.
the sweetest thing, honey bee, there's no such thing as sweetest thing.
Now you know Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Oh, thanks, man. Wasn't weird at all and really enjoyable.
I feel like you're being biased because, you know, you played some weird songs too, so it makes me feel bad.
Isn't that the point of, like, saying most things?
That's the way you live. Just roasting people all the time.
That's crazy. Honey bee.
Honey,
no, that wasn't an invitation.
There's no such thing.
What are we listening to?
We got time for one more.
Some Eminem.
Yeah, we'll play that one.
I don't know how you don't know. That's like a pretty famous
yeah.
song.
Yeah, I feel like I'm gonna hear and recognize it, but by the name.
It's the one. It's Aerosmith.
You definitely know.
Yeah, I know that song. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just play a different.
Dream on.
It's a pretty good song. Maybe not to someone who thinks Relapse is Eminem's best album. But it's a pretty good song.
Okay.
It's debatable.
Well.
It's not his best album.
I like it the most.
Okay, all right. Can you play Sing for the moment? I'm insisting on it.
Yeah, but let's say goodbye, because we're saying goodbye.
Okay, bye guys. This will play us out.
Goodbye.
I'll miss you all until next week.
Yeah.
Wow, that was like
it's been real.
That was really nice.
Heartfelt.
Yeah.
time you assaulted, dude. Just tell the judge it was my fault and I'll get sued. See what these kids do is hear about us toting pistols and they wanna get one cause they think this shit's cool. Not knowing we really just protecting ourselves. We entertainers, of course this shit's affecting ourselves. You ignoramus, but music is reflection of self. We just explain it and then we get our checks in the mail. It's to paint it, how we can come from practically nothing to being able to have anything that we wanted. That's why we sing for these kids who don't have a thing except for a dream and a rat magazine who post pinup pictures on their walls all day long, idolize their favorite rappers and know all their songs. Or for anyone who's ever been through shit in their lives, do they sit and they cry at night wishing they died? Do they throw on a rap record and they sit and they vibe with nothing to you but with a they eyes? That's why we seize the moment, try to freeze it and own it, squeeze it and hold it, cause we consider these minutes golden. And maybe they'll admit it when we're gone. Just let our spirits live on through our lyrics that you hear in our songs.